love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Salvation is both personal and social. It benefits you, but it also should benefit your neighbor. But do you know who your neighbor is? Everyone is your neighbor. If we follow this commandment, racism would not and could not persist in our churches or in our communities.
Welcome to the Legacy Project. My name is Jim Koppel, president of the Servant Forward Foundation. We're an organization committed to leadership development with a specific focus on service. This podcast and its related activities are about sharing the legacy we have inherited and discussing the legacy we still want to create. Legacy is more than cars, houses, boats, and material possessions that we want to leave to the next generation. Rather, legacy is about core values and beliefs that we inherited from a previous generation. They are the values that shaped us and defined us. Legacy is also about the values we develop or create that can be passed on or shared with the next generation. We will interview people from various backgrounds and walks of life. Some are famous, some, well, maybe not so famous, and others are simply our neighbors, our friends, people who live ordinary lives doing extraordinary things. Become part of this project by being intentional about legacy. More than just memories, but principles that have guided our lives and shaped our decisions. What is the legacy you choose to create? That's what we want to discover. This is Jim Koppel, and welcome to the Legacy Project. We're excited today to have Pastor Rashonda Womack from Flint, Michigan, who will be giving us a statement related to the role of the church, especially when it comes to racial reconciliation and racial justice issues in our local communities, as well as our nation. Rashonda is a critical thinker on these issues, and we really welcome her remarks and her comments in this important topic to the Legacy Project. So Rashonda, feel free to read your statement. We want to hear it.
All right, thank you. Can we lament for Black lives? That is the question at hand. How can evangelical pastors connect with African American communities? I suggest starting with lamenting over Black lives. Over the past year, I've been a part of several conversations with pastors about whether or not the church should speak on police brutality, mass incarceration, or any number of disparities that the African American community faces. The phrase Black Lives Matter, unfortunately, has been avoided by many evangelical pastors due to fear over its political implications and social ramifications within their own congregations. Many have worried about what repercussions they might face if they were thought to be aligned with the movement known as Black Lives Matter. But for me, my concern is the spiritual implications of not aligning ourselves with the intention behind this phrase. The assertion Black Lives Matter is at base an affirmation that seeks to call into being a yet foreseen reality. Further, it is an affirmation that aligns deeply with basic Christian theology. All Christians should agree that Black lives do matter. Expressing concern about the mistreatment of African Americans should not be a controversial statement. Unfortunately, because we live in a society that has been deformed by white supremacy, things like this are complicated. And this simple assertion of equality has become an offensive claim for some and divisive for others. Realizing the struggle that many pastors are having with addressing racial issues, I felt the urgent need to write on this topic as it affects the spiritual formation of every pastor, leader, and congregant. Importantly, I do not want you to miss this opportunity for ministry and teaching in this critical moment. And so I challenge you to create a plan to broach this subject, which has been avoided for far too long. Here are a few suggestions that will help you engage your congregation. First, lament for Black lives. For centuries, Black people have been despised, rejected, terrorized, and slaughtered in this country and around the world. Allow yourself to share in their pain. Try to imagine, if you will, the weight, the stress, the anxiety of knowing that your life doesn't matter to the majority of people around you. Allow yourself to sit in this painful reality that is the Black experience. Second, educate yourself. Listen to the stories of Black people. Watch documentaries or movies. Read books about systemic and institutionalized racism in this country. Consider joining or hosting a group or Bible study addressing these topics. I recommend Be the Bridge by Latasha Morrison. Third, share what you are learning with your congregation. Those in majority white congregations need to know that most of us live in segregated neighborhoods and still go to segregated schools and segregated churches. White people do not often have a clear understanding of what life is like for people of color. So help your congregation to hear their stories. For example, consider inviting Black pastors to preach in your church, or invite a person of color to share their testimony on a Sunday morning about their experiences. This can create common ground and help your majority white congregation to realize the danger of a single story. I cannot stress enough the real harm that is done to people of color when well-meaning white people choose to only embrace their own point of view. Fourth, reevaluate your Christian education and discipleship curriculum. Look for curriculum and books that use diverse images and speak to issues of concern in the African American community and beyond. Address issues of racism and white supremacy as an intentional part of your Christian education plan. If we spend more time teaching about the social aspect of holiness, our people would better understand how the Bible and our Christian tradition speaks to social justice issues. A huge part of Christ's mission was to uplift those who were being oppressed and marginalized by the empire of his day. We are called to do the same, to be ministers of reconciliation in our world. Scripture teaches us to bear each other's burdens, and it equips us to respond to racism and inequality. To stand in solidarity with Black people is to stand for the cause of Christ. Lastly, model and preach the love and truth of the gospel. Jesus boils down all the commandments and laws to these two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31. Salvation is both personal and social. It benefits you, but it also should benefit your neighbor. But do you know who your neighbor is? Everyone is your neighbor. If we follow this commandment, racism would not and could not persist in our churches or in our communities or in our country, for that matter. To stand in solidarity with Black people is to stand for the cause of Christ. When we follow his example, we can confidently say Black lives matter. One pastor put it this way: Black lives matter to God and to me. As Christians, we can counteract the unconscious bias that we have been taught in this country that views Black people as less than human. If pastors don't address this miseducation directly, who will? My dear brothers and sisters, we stand at a point in time when God's kingdom is breaking through. The church has an opportunity to speak prophetically into the lives of its people, to the country, and to the world. We should be the first to lament and grieve for the oppressed. We should be the first to take action to stop this oppression. Pastors, I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you the courage to say, Black Lives Matter, and here's why. Your congregation and your community need to hear it from you.
We've been listening to Rashonda Womack, Reverend Womack. She's just recently been ordained in the Church of the Nazarene. And this statement is important. It speaks to the historical nature of our own denomination, whose roots are born out of the Wesleyan Revival, where social justice mattered. And it seems in recent years we have forgotten a lot of that truth. And Rashonda is here today to remind us of the significance and importance of what it is to build bridges to all communities, to different communities, but particularly in this day and age when Black lives do matter. They matter in every way, shape, and form. Rashonda, thank you for the statement. It's an important statement. And I hope our denominational leaders, I hope our faith leaders across the country, not just Nazarenes, but throughout the denomination, throughout the evangelical church in general, will heed your call and your summons to do the right thing, and above all, to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor likewise, to do justice, love humility, and to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Thank you, Rashonda, for being a part of the Legacy Project.
Amen. Thank you so much.
To find out more information about this conversation and other Legacy Podcast episodes, go to servantforge.org. Please subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving us a review. We want to hear from you. We want to get your ideas and your opinions. I have a new book that corresponds with the Legacy Project titled The Seeker, Bring Me the Horizon. You can find a copy of it on Amazon or your preferred book distributor. The book corresponds closely with these podcasts. The podcast episode was produced by Matt Erickson and edited by Carissa Erickson. The music is by David Hyde. Please look for a new episode of our podcast coming out soon. Remember, you have inherited a great legacy. You have an opportunity to create a great legacy. Engage your past to build a future.